Zeit.
Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice, our bonus episode. We have to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. It's a new year, so it's time for a new wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Fresh up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies.
Pennies have everything you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025. From cozy knits to cute baby tees, they literally have everything covered that you need.
I haven't been in a few, probably like 1 week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks, I feel left out.
I know, yeah, I want to go in and
I know. Stuff. They always have new stuff. Yeah, they just literally always have new bits in.
I'm really wanting to go in and get go straight to like the makeup and accessory aisle stuff.
Yeah.
See those rollers you had, even that I stole them off you.
The big ones, they're great.
I want big ones.
I lost all mine, so I need to get new ones.
Well, I stole three. I'll give them back to you. Sorry, girl.
No, I lost. Like I had two packets full of them, and I just think my hair got all wrapped in them.
Just like travel mirrors and like little bitty bobbies.
Sometimes I pick out my suitcase and I'm like, oh. And it's like three rollers and extensions just on them.
Yeah.
Grand.
Tangled in it. Perfect.
Perfect.
But they have
But they're such good rollers.
Yeah, I need
really, really good. And they look nice as well.
Oh, they're cute.
For a stack.
Yeah.
So whatever your goal is this year, if you're a Pilates princess and you want some worker clothes or just trying to get back into routine, Pennies have you covered with literally everything. Mm-hmm. And we are definitely overdue a trip.
Yes.
Rant of the week, we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that usually makes no sense. Not usually, I feel like sometimes they're warranted.
Yeah.
A first world problem or anything really.
Yeah. My rant of the week is hate comments.
Oh, fair.
And I'm usually not one to give into it, but, and like, do you know, they're not even ones that really like, I know I send them in the group chat and all and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not actually hurt or offended by them. I'm just bored. I'm like, fuck off.
I know
I've gained a considerable amount of weight in the last year, but that's fine. You don't have to remind me, Charlie, 2,200 times.
No one, it's so weird because like no one normal is
doing that.
Like what is anyone's anything to you?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
You don't like someone's makeup, their outfit, whatever, how they look. Like that's what, like why is that affecting you so much?
I honestly think it's some sort of disorder or something.
Same.
I think it's genuinely something wrong with you that you feel the need that you have to, like, I wonder, do they get like a rush of adrenaline when they leave that comment, or like do they make themselves feel a little bit better about themselves, or like all these people that leave the comments like that, I genuinely love to be like, because look at you, or like
literally
are you a Kardashian?
They're probably MO morbidly obese.
Yeah, or like I don't know, like I just don't get it. I'm just confused by it.
I think I seen a theory on TikTok. Did I see it or did I make it up? Anyway, the theory is that these people don't have group chats.
Oh.
And don't have friends.
Because, not mates.
Because if you really, really, really hate something about someone, you really hate their outfit, you really hate, like people do send things in group chats.
We do it, everyone.
Everyone does it. There's things that are sent, whatever. But people like them who don't have that, they have to voice it to someone. That's what I think it is.
They voice it publicly online.
I
wonder, do they wait for people to like jump on the bandwagon?
Because they want people to like the comments and all. Because that's their like validation of like, oh yeah.
That's what I think it is. They do a validation for themselves. I just agree with them all and just make them feel like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
And do they reply then again?
No, they delete their comments. It's so funny.
Did one delete the comment, the fake?
No, I just leave them there anyway.
No, did she? No, that time.
I can't. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But I just find when you agree with them, it just makes them feel like, oh, I didn't get to her. Like I'd never reply to a hate comment or like a message being like, well, then like trying to
like explain or like,
yeah.
Is there a word for that?
Yeah, like trying to justify it.
Yes.
Never ever go back to someone like that trying to justify myself or like give them an explanation of like, oh, well, I'm fat because I'm happy or like, do you know, never, it would not work. I go back to them and I agree with it and they're just like, shit.
Yeah.
Belittle them back. Like, if you reply, like, I don't reply to all of them, Jesus. Yeah. But, like, if I do, I'm just like, yeah. Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
What are they going to say then? They just feel like a fucking idiot. Then they do their comments.
Yeah.
So, my rant is fake pages. Instagram needs to bring in a thing where you have to put your passport
in. I agree. Your one's picture is Chloe Burrows. Like, it's not even her.
You know what I mean?
And she has in her bio a gym that she works at, but she commented on mine before and people start tagging the gym being like, this is who's, and they were like, she is not to do with us.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, I think all social media platforms should really have something where you just do a little picture and a passport verification. Ding, this is me. Thank you.
Yeah. Because when someone says something on the real account, I'm nearly like, well, yeah, okay, fair enough. You have a bit of balls.
Fair play, yeah.
At least you have the balls. When it's on a fake, I'm like, you're a fucking weirdo.
Would you
like,
be arsed?
Literally.
I don't have that many email addresses I can put in to make fake pages.
Honestly, like.
Had one.
Imagine there was a day where they all got uncovered and you get to know how. I reckon there'd be a few of like people that I know that, oh, have, that have ever, yeah, commented on stuff.
People say that though. Like, it, yeah, it's people closest to you that are the ones that like hate on you.
But moment, like, imagine to make a fake, like, to be that one.
And then get caught out. Imagine you have to text your mate and be like, so come here, it's actually just been
a user 24789.
You're like, yeah, so this is you.
Oh.
No. Something needs,
friends,
to happen.
Snakes don't hiss anymore, they make fake accounts.
Ooh. Me.
Yeah, it's annoying. I just feel like it's, we're so lucky that our brains don't go to that place to ever do that.
Yeah.
To anyone.
I'm very glad that I'm able to sit here at 29 years of age and genuinely say I have never ever in my life left a hate comment on someone's post, yeah, from my own page, from a fake page, from anything. I've never, yeah, yes, I've bitched about people behind the back. Get over it, we're girls, we all do it.
Yeah,
or we've all said something like, yeah, none of us are sitting here pretending to be angels.
No.
Like, Christ, no,
no.
But I just think the whole thing of being a keyboard warrior,
grow up, you weirdo. I'm actually, I worry about you.
What were we saying, Lassie? Freak and weirdo. Freaky. Oh, they really,
yeah,
hurt.
Are a freak.
Like, they hurt deep.
No one in their right, genuine mind who has something going for them, no one that is above you is ever going to berate you or like try to be mean to you.
Yeah, I
no
see one. That. I saw that a lot actually in TikTok. It was like, anyone that leaves you hate comments
is doing worse than you.
Yeah. Or no one leaving you hate comments is ever doing better than you. Like,
no, because the people who are doing better are not... Don't time for that. No. Don't do that. Our normal people, they are not normal.
So that was my rant.
Yeah, let's unnormalize leaving comments like that. I think TikTok is worse as well because it's
boring.
I don't know why TikTok is worse. I wonder, is it like...
Yeah, I did get on Instagram for ages, yeah, and it would only be TikTok and I'd be like, oh. Now it's kind of both and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Boring. Listen, you're boosting my engagement, so it's grand.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Don't care.
Thanks.
Love you.
My rant of the week, maybe it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can it be?
Just what we just said, yeah. It is frustrating. Definitely I'm not a good side of the job.
But you'll always get people being like, oh, shut up, complain. And like, you put yourself out there, you're entitled to it. Nobody is, or not entitled, is that the word? Or you're like...
Opening yourself up to
it. Yeah. Nobody in any job you go for should just, because of your job title... Oh, I didn't realise online harassment is part of the job.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think
fat shaming is part of the job. Thanks a
million. It's in the title.
Yeah.
I think people take that to like a different level because I think when you think of like you're opening yourself up, yeah, you're opening yourself up to people saying, okay, I don't like that jack on here or whatever. Like, cause if that's content you're doing kind of thing. But they think then that means they have freedom of speech, which I suppose we do have freedom of speech, but like you shouldn't.
To attack your look.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Have to, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because you can type and you have freedom of speech doesn't mean it's okay.
Yeah. Like, slag my makeup, slag my clothes, slag like
that's those. What I mean, like that stuff that we're putting out and showing. Yeah. But like.
Those things that you're posting willingly. But like, I can't really alter my appearance in a matter of, oh, sorry, Charlie1249 has fat shamed me. I better go and get skinny for tomorrow so he can come back then. Sorry, but if I did lose a shit ton of weight then as well, I wonder would Charlie1234 come back and probably still be calling me fat.
I've seen a video of like, I think it was Selena Gomez. I think she'd put on weight or something. And then she lost it again. But it was like, it was showing a video of how the comments were both bad.
Yeah, you can't win.
Like, literally, it was a video showing, like, how they were like, oh, blah, 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 and then it went, oh, too skinny, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was a woman, we can't win.
Did you see Millie Bobby Brown?
I didn't see what she said. I seen an article with the title.
Yeah, she basically said, like, why is it so hard, excuse me, for everyone around me, or, like, people in like, the online world to grow up with me. I'm not meant to look how I did in the first season of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
She's like, I've grown up. Like, why is it so hard for people to accept that you're turning from a girl into a woman? Like,
yeah, I did see a lot of mean comments about it.
I was like, that makes sense.
And it just shows, it gets to fucking everyone.
Yeah. Even Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Sometimes I see, like, the same commenters, like that one I was talking about, comment on like everyone's, and I'm like, it makes me feel even less sad about it, because I'm like, you're actually, it's not, you're not targeting me, you're targeting everyone.
No, yeah, you're
literally just bored. I'm like, how many people can I upset?
I'd love to be a fly on the wall though, and like be in their house or their room or whatever, and just be watching what they're doing, and like,
it's hard to
I can't even picture
that there's a real person inside that phone.
Yeah,
I would love to interview our biggest troll. I don't know who it is, but like, I would love to.
Would you?
I would love to, yeah.
But would you do it in the hopes that you'd change their mind?
No. Because I think when someone's mind's made up, what's the point? I'm not here to prove, make
anything
anyone,
to you, yeah.
To make you believe I'm a nice person. I know I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
If you don't think that. But I would love to get into the mind of like why they do things.
Oh God, no.
If any trolls want to sign up, you can wear a mask.
Please,
we'll alter your voice, but you can't slay us.
Imagine they came in and just absolutely
started egging us.
Yeah. Imagine they absolutely ripped us asunder sitting there.
Who done it before? Anna
Security.
Anna Ciccone and Jonathan. They're like Irish.
I've seen.
They done a YouTube video and they interviewed their biggest like hater or whatever.
And what was the outcome? Did they really end up liking them?
I can't remember, but it was really interesting.
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed for the troll who came on. Yeah. I think that's really embarrassing.
No, stop. We're trying to get them on, don't
we? Sorry. I mean, love you, trolls. Everyone, come on.
We'll get a whole panel.
Oh, fuck no. Oh.
Anyway, that's our rant of the week for this week. I think it's very warranted.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are horrible.
Yeah.
If you agree with our rant, so you want to send in your own, if you're a troll who wants to get in touch, you can email us at homewithdrink@goaloudandair.com or follow us on Instagram at homewithdrinkpod. If I was you, we get to give you very honest and very raw advice what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence and give you maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. And the email address is the same. It's homewithdrinkpod@goaloudandair.com. So this is today's If I Was You. Hey girls, I need advice. I've done something shitty and I own up to it, but now I'm filled with regret. I was on and off with this guy for years. He met my parents, leaned on me during tough times, but also treated me horribly and dragged my name through the dirt. I moved away, we lost contact, and when I returned in 2023, we reconnected briefly before going silent again. That Christmas 23, I walked into the local and saw him with his girlfriend. I felt used. We'd no contact until last November when he suddenly added me on social media. I asked why and he said, because why not? Fast forward to now, he liked my Instagram story, we messaged and ended up giving him a lift home. We talked, kissed, and more. He still has...
Oh, no.
Now he wants to see me again. I feel like the worst person ever. I've always been a girl's girl, and this is so unlike me. What do I do? Help.
Oh, no, girl. You need to send the hey girl message and block him, do you?
Yeah. I think, like you're saying, I've always been a girl's girl. You need to go...
Go by that.
In that situation, you weren't. You realise what your mistake, and I think that's what you have to do.
Fuck him as well.
Yeah. Fuck him.
What an asshole. He obviously knew he could like worm his way back in because he was nice at one stage.
And because he's been there before.
Yeah, giving you false hope, like that's not nice.
I think he has kind of a hold over you. I think especially because he's been, sometimes people have been mean to you. They have this hold over you, which is really weird, like bizarre.
It's trauma bond.
It must be like psychology because it is. It's true. Like, I think block him. Let her know, be prepared for it to get like obviously her being not.
Make him tell her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you really want to wipe your hands of this whole situation, you need to give him the ultimatum and you need to say, you need to tell her.
Or else I will.
Or else I will, yeah.
Yeah.
And you need to.
What if he pretends? Sorry.
You need proof. Or like you need to say, you need to tell her and you need to get her and you need to tell her to message me and I'll tell her everything.
Yeah, tell the details.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Because it shouldn't, I don't think it should be fully down to you and like he's able to swindle his way over his girlfriend again.
No. And to get the fucking best of our worlds that he was able to do that.
Yeah.
Just be in love and happy days. Yeah. Get him to tell her. If he won't, you tell her. Block him and wipe your hands on.
You need to do it.
See you later.
Bye.
As usual, you can send your dilemmas to homewithdrink@goaloudandair.com. We're also introducing a few new segments soon. So please send us any bedroom dilemmas. I always think of bed cam when we're reading.
Oh, do you?
And if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, be it little or big, let us know and we'll decide. And thanks to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Penny. We love you.
Love you. You can fresh up your wardrobe now with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now.
And we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.